Serving the Vaishnavas seems quite complex. Well, it depends. It's complex if you draw the line. But if you see Vaishnavas everywhere, everyone's a Vaishnav, either a potential Vaishnav, everyone's either an undiscovered Vaishnav, or a discovered Vaishnava who's still a little dusty, or a clean Vaishnava, or an advanced Vaishnava. There's all different levels, but basically everyone is a Vaishnava. Mamai Vamsho Jivaloke Jivabhuta Sanatana Mana Shastrani Indriani Prakriti Stanikarshati. Everyone is part and parcel of Krishna. That means Vaishnava. Every part of Krishna is serving him. Every parcel of Krishna is serving him, whether it's Kala Amsha or Vibhinamsha, Vibhinamsha or Kalamsha. There's so many Amshas. Kalamsha, Vibhinamsha, Jivamsha. These are all different parts and parcels of God. Balaram is serving Krishna. Radharani is serving Krishna. Whether they're Kaya Vyuha or whatever their relationship. Anyone connected to Krishna, they're connected in a relationship. And that relationship is service. So everyone is connected to God. And everyone is serving God, knowingly or unknowingly. So everyone is a Vaishnava. So in that sense, it's really easy to serve the Vaishnavas because they're everywhere. Your mother's a Vaishnava. Your grandmother's a Vaishnava. Your uncle, everyone. Knowingly or unknowingly, as I said, they may not be conscious. They might say, oh, I'm a Shiva Bhakta. Shiva is also Krishna. Demigods are simply the limbs of the Lord. So they're serving indirectly or unknowingly Krishna in one different, in an extended form. They're serving Krishna in an extended form, an indirect way, by being a Shiva Bhakta or Durga Bhakta or Ganesh Bhakta. So by serving everyone and by, as I said, these three things I said, respect all, love all, serve all. So that all means everyone. And that means they're all Vaishnavas. So it's not so complex. It's a matter of distributing love and distributing, having the mood of seva everywhere, to serve, to please. What does service mean? It means to please another person within reason. Sometimes their demands are unreasonable. Because if your mother wants you to please her, but to please her means that you leave Krishna and Guru, then that has to be sacrificed. Because that means she's taking away from Krishna's pleasure, which they do sometimes. Parents, they say, oh no, serve me, forget about Krishna. So everything has to be traced out to the center. It should be, ultimately it should be pleasing to Krishna. Accept everything which is favorable for Krishna's pleasure and reject everything that's unfavorable. Anukulyasya sankalpa, pratikulyasya varjanam. So if it's pleasing to Krishna, then it's devotion. If it's not pleasing to Krishna, it's a commotion. If it's pleasing to Krishna, it gives promotion. If it's not pleasing to Krishna, it gives demotion. It grants demotion. So, pleasing, it's a matter of pleasing them, making them happy. Make the Vaishnavas happy. Please them. Vaishnavas are easy to please. A little prasadam, a little harikata, a little humility. What's it? What? A little recognition, a little appreciation. You just have to think, analyze what pleases you, and that's what pleases Vaishnavas. Vaishnavas are human beings. They're jivas. They have their basic needs. So serving Hari Guru Vaishnava, it's all one. It's all really one. It's one entity in three divisions. Because And it's just a matter of angle of vision. You can see everybody as Bhagavan, everybody as Vaishnava, everybody as Guru. You see in 11th canto of Bhagavatam, in the Avadhut, what was it? Dattatreya. Dattatreya's teachings. What is that called? That's called Bhikshu Gita? No. There's some name for that. Dattatreya's teachings. There's the Avadhut Gita. That means a Bhikshu Gita. And then there's Dattatreya's teachings, 24 gurus. So Dattatreya is seeing so many gurus. The arrow maker is a guru. So many gurus are there. So that's why I said there's actually one entity in three divisions. Hari Seva, Guru Seva, Vaishnava Seva is one. It's only one Seva. You can see at any given time, you can see someone. He's my guru. He's a Vaishnava. Because look at Bhagavan. Bhagavan, sometimes he's Vaishnava, sometimes he's Bhagavan. Isn't it? Can you give an example? Mahaprabhu, another one.
Bhogiraj Dharanaki Jai.
You never heard? Giridhari, Giriraj. Giridhari Bhagavan. Giriraj is a devotee. There were two Krishnas, you know, in the Govardhan Leela, there were two Krishnas. And the bigger one was a devotee. The little guy was Bhagavan. Right? You know the Leela. They were doing puja to Indra, and then Krishna said, oh, everything should go to Giriraj, worship Giriraj. So Krishna was doing the puja to Giriraj. A little boy, how old is Krishna at this time? He's seven. 7 years old, very small. Vaman, maybe less than Vaman. Maybe whatever, some other figure. Vaman is 51. Chodas, or Chalis. Chalis inch. He was a short guy. He was a Chotiwala. So this little Krishna, he's doing puja, and all of a sudden the Giriraj, from the mountain came this huge Krishna, gigantic Krishna. And everybody said, whoa. And Krishna said, look, has Indra ever done that? When we did Indra puja, did he ever manifest a huge form of himself? Or a little form, or any form? Did you ever see? No, we never saw. We just assumed that he accepted our puja and give us rains when the monsoon time comes. No, but look, immediately we worship the mountain, and he showed his personified form. And then he announced, he said, you should know that I and this mountain are non-different. Everyone said, well, this looks just like Krishna. It's a huge Krishna. So a huge Krishna is Krishna Das. He's a Giriraj. He's a servant. He's a servant of Krishna and serving so many ways. So Giriraj is Bhagavan and Bhakta. He's Vaishnava and God. And then Mahaprabhu is the ideal of Vaishnava, and he's also Bhagavan, Radha Krishna Yugal. Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Radha Krishna Nahayanya. So it's an angle of vision. You can see everyone is Bhagavan, or everyone is Vaishnava, or everyone is Guru. And Dattatreya was saying the 24 Gurus, he's saying, the arrow maker is my Guru. The arrow maker is arrow maker, but he's my Guru. Who knows? So many Gurus are there. Seeing that the pigeon is a Guru. The pigeon is my Guru. The honeybee is my Guru. How is the honeybee my Guru? He's also Vaishnava. He's making honey for Bunky Bihari. He's Bunky Bihari's bumblebee. Just like sometimes in Vrindavan, you say, oh, whose garden is this? Oh, this is Bunky Bihari's garden. Bunky Bihari Bagicha. They say it like this. And there's some wall, and behind it there's so many flowers. Because all those flowers are picked and used for the service of Bunky Bihari. So what is that flower? So someone who's used for the service of Bhagavan is a Vaishnava, isn't it? Someone who is used for the service of Bhagavan is a Vaishnava. So the flowers are Vaishnavas. But they're also Guru, because they can teach us how to become fragrant and look beautiful and be fresh. And they're also Bhagavan, because it's Vibhuti of Bhagavan. It's Vibhuti, it's the energy, the power of Krishna. Vibhuti Mat Sattvam. It's a spark of Krishna's splendor. You see the smiling flower, you can think of Krishna's smiling face. Prabhupada was walking once in a park, and he said, see the flower? See, this is Krishna's smile. The flowers are Krishna's smiles. He also said, the flowers are Krishna's jewels. He said, these are the jewels we can offer to the deity, flowers, fresh, beautiful flowers. Well, if you're only in, if there's one jar and there's only honey inside, the honey may be, how can the honey be afraid of becoming bitter? It's not in its nature. The jar of honey is only sweet from out, inside, outside, top side, one, a top half inch or bottom 6 inches. Everywhere is sweet. So if the honey jar is thinking, oh, I'm worried sometime maybe I become bitter. You know, I'm thinking, you know, there's so much honey is coming out of me, but maybe tomorrow I become bitter, I'm worried, I'm frightened about this. It is baseless. It's a baseless fear. It doesn't have any basis. Because it's honey from top to bottom. And when the jar gets empty, you buy another one and more honey is there. So the devotee should be honey jar.
Sometimes too much of honey causes you diabetes.
No, honey. This is the bhav. Prabhupada was a honey jar, but he could be like hard as a thunderbolt, or soft as a rose. There's even a, actually there's a verse like that. Do you know that? There's a verse, I don't know, I saw it once in the Bhagavatam, then I realized where Prabhupada got this phrase from. But that's the point. The, Prabhupada was so sweet, but sometimes he can be hard as a thunderbolt. It's the bhav. Because if the bhav, if the backing of your thunderbolt is honey, then no one will get stung by your thunderbolt. No one will get burned by your thunderbolt. You see? So Prabhupada, he could be very much firm like a thunderbolt, but because his backing, his bhav was honey sweet, then no one felt burned or destroyed. No one was destroyed. Even he would get very hot or heated in his arguing with different people, but they would go away happy. This is one of the famous characteristics of Prabhupada. When he's having debate or argument with atheistic scientists or Mayavadis, they would go away laughing. And they were interviewed 20 years later. Well, you met Prabhupada? Yeah, he was a funny, he was a great person. I really like him. And Prabhupada cut him to pieces. you listen to the tape, Prabhupada says, your philosophy is bogus. What is this? Emerge into Brahman. You're God. How can you be God? You get a toothache and run from the stage with your toothache. You can be God. And Prabhupada would blast the guy. And 20 years later, we would interview him for the Leelamrita. Yes, Prabhupada was a wonderful gentleman. I had such a wonderful discussion with him. I can never forget Swamiji. It's one of the rare moments of my life. He was a true gentleman. And I'll always remember him as my best friend. I speak like this. Because Prabhupada doesn't want to hurt anyone. He wants to love everyone. Like, look at the mother. You say too much honey gives you jaundice. That's just because you're a joker. So you found a good opportunity to make a joke. But the joke is not shallow. Because you look at a mother. A mother is only a reservoir of honey. A mother, Vatsalya Bhav is one type of honey, Madhur Bhav. It's very sweet Bhav, a mother's love for a child. But the mother doesn't slap the child. Only gives sweets, only gives candy. No, she slaps. She pulls the ear, she slaps, she spanks, she punishes, she makes him stand in the corner, she doesn't give him money. So, doesn't mean she's not honey. Honey doesn't always mean causes jaundice. Honey is a Bhav. So a devotee has this type of heart, this Krishna conscious sweetness, then he'll get the inspiration from Krishna how to catch the fish without getting wet. In other words, how to do your duty without stinging anyone. But if there's some envy in you, then the envy will come out in the context of your so-called management service. And the envy is bitter. Envy is not coming from a sweet heart. Envy is coming from Prabhupada. Envy is coming from the Prabhupada karma that we're carrying within us, from our own contamination of our chitta. So when one is managing, or one is, in other words, one is also managing his own karmas. One is also managing his own anarthas. And the ultimate puppeteer, the ultimate string puller is Krishna. So we think we're managing some people, but people are managing us. They're managing to bring us to the boiling point. And they're managing to bring us to the breaking point. Although we're the manager, we're getting managed. And it's hard to manage. What's hard to manage is our own anarthas, our own ignorance, our own avidya and anarthas. So Krishna puts us in a situation. Everyone's in a situation to get purified. Wherever we are, however we are, and whoever's with us, we're all thrown together to get purified. So how deep our consciousness is, how deep our realization is, and how deep our surrender is, that's how successful we'll be in our endeavor. Tesham satrata yuktanam bhajatam pritipurvakam tadami buddhi yogam tam yenamam upyanti te. The sweetness of connection with Krishna is very sweet and very powerful and deep. So this managing, we have to manage our Krishna, we have to manage our consciousness. And our consciousness has to be very deep. Managing is not a material thing. Material management is just based on hierarchy. I'm the boss and you're the servant. But spiritual management is not based on hierarchy, it's based on consciousness. Because we're moving consciousness. Seva is on a level of consciousness, not bodies. Bodies are the implement, but the actual function is on the level of consciousness. It's Krishna consciousness. It's called the Krishna consciousness movement. We're all moving. What's moving? The body's moving. And the body's moving only because of the presence of consciousness. No consciousness, no movement. I'm sorry, movement's finished. Katam ho gaya. So Krishna consciousness movement. So managing means you're supposed to manage the movement of the devotees. But they have to move in Krishna consciousness, which means you have to be in Krishna conscious to move their consciousness. So the more Krishna conscious you are, the less envy there is, the less bitterness, less entanglements. Things work smoothly. It's like a well-oiled machine. The machine is oiled and all the parts, no parts squeak. The machine just runs nicely and quietly. Well, there's lack of oil. It's running, but not very well. So the oil is devotion, sneha. Sneha means devotion, affection, the oil, the grease. Our actions are greased by sneha. Actions in devotion, actions for Krishna are greased. The grease is sneha, loving affection, loving dealings. What's the verse, the dati pratigrinati? What's the, there's some love there or something? What's the last line? Sadvidam, six. Sadvidam? Priti lakshanam. So priti lakshanam, this is the characteristic of the dealings, priti. Priti lakshanam. Dadati pratigrinati. Giving, taking, this is consciousness. It's all on a level of consciousness. Consciousness is based on priti. There's no priti in the body. The body is matter. Priti and prema and bhava is all level of consciousness. This is consciousness, conscious matter, conscious substance. Bodies don't love. Bodies don't have affection. Bodies are just organic materials. So Krishna conscious movement is based on priti. Sadguna, six types. Six types of loving dealings. This is Krishna conscious management. I was a temple president for 4 years. I have some idea. Small temple, 20 devotees. But same idea. Deities and book distribution and paying bills and money and engagement and grihasthas and brahmacharis and all this. Either 20 or 200 is the same thing. More people doing the same thing. Instead of two majorities, you have 15. Instead of five sankirtan devotees, you have 50. Small headache, big headache. It's all part of it. Growing up. Okay, acha, Radhe Radhe, Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki. Yeah.